This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Wait. Could you, I thought you had a question, but because we do have callers waiting, but we're kind of rambling there before, but which is good, I thought. But what, you got a question?
No, I know you got to go. I'll leave it at that. My original question when I talked to your trainer, it was if you had a choice to meet the devil for 30 minutes and it was no consequences or meet God for 30 minutes, which one would you take?
Well, that's the thing. Let's have a square be a circle. There's always consequences. But, no, we always want to talk to God. Always Him.
Number 5.
Can a true believer, what if they smoke?
You're not made to be a Christian or not a Christian by what you smoke or by what you eat or what you drink. You're a Christian because you trust in the Lord God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16 that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So because we have been given bodies to live in and we want to glorify God in what it is we do, therefore it makes sense to eat better, exercise more, and do those things that are conducive to helping you stay alive longer to serve God longer. Speaking of this, I went vegetarian months ago, and one of the reasons, or several reasons, but one of them was, seriously, to be able to serve God longer. And so it's a motivation to do that. And it doesn't mean it's easy. Just like if someone is a smoker and they want to quit and it's not easy, it doesn't mean you're a bad Christian. It just means you got to keep working on it.
Number 4.
Because we don't understand how God chooses elect, how it all works. We know that God says He does that, but we don't know the methodology. We don't know what He's done. We don't know how it works. But here's the thing. I believe in predestination and election because the Bible teaches predestination and election. That's what it teaches. I have to believe it. But I also pray, God, if they're not elect, please elect them. And what I'm saying is, I don't know how it works. It's above my pay grade. And here's the thing. What's odd is the more we preach, the more people seem to be elected for salvation. So there's a power to the Word of God.
Number 3.
According to Colossians 1:16, it says that all things were created by Him. So my question is, are we created beings or are we eternal? Because if we can spend eternity in heaven or hell, would that make us eternal?
Okay, we are not eternal in the past sense. We are in the future sense. Once we've come into existence, the attribute of God's eternality, because we're made in His image, is ours. And we will continue on, which is why the Bible speaks of eternal life and eternal destruction. And the destruction is not non-existence, but it causes torment. That's how it is. But we were created by God. We are contingent upon His creative work.
So the only eternal beings are the Godhead.
God is the only eternal being who has never not existed. He's always existed, who is non-contingent.
Number 2.
I'd like to ask you a question. I've heard that the virus, or the cure, so to speak, the vaccine, whatever you want to call it, has artificial DNA or RNA in it that
correct.
Gets injected and is infused into our own. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. That's what makes this so very dangerous.
Does it use any fetal cells in the process of developing?
Well, not. There's been accusations of that. There is, in fact, a product. Part of the product that's grown from an aborted fetus cell, but not in it's basically synthetically grown in the lab. But it doesn't have any harvested fetal cells as far as I can determine, no.
Yeah, because I would not take it if it did, and there's no way it's going to have a foreign DNA that gets injected into our system. No, thank you. I mean, I like Aliens movies, you know. I've seen these aliens. You get a little foreign DNA in you, and you got problems.
The take on Ravi Zacharias and the fallout.
For those who don't know, Ravi Zacharias passed away last year, and he was a pretty good apologist. He was very eloquent, good public speaker, traveled a great deal. And after his death, it came out that he was sexually abusing women. The only reason I'm repeating this is because their ministry has confirmed it. So this is public knowledge. Apparently, some hints of this were coming out before he passed away, and a counter lawsuit was filed, etc. The elders involved with the ministry should have very, very thoroughly investigated it. And there are articles that describe some of the things he did in the spas that he owned with the women workers and inappropriate stuff. So, to be honest, he's disqualified from being the position he was.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.